Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell Coast to Coast.
And we are back. Hour number two, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is good to have you with us. All right, Joe, we continue on here. We will get to tonight's MLB action. Of course, we have games happening now. We just updated you on. Now we have a good slate tonight. We'll start in Philadelphia, where the Phillies look to stay hot and win two in a row against the Brew Crew. Christopher Sanchez and Colin Rea are the starters in this one. Minus 145 for the Phillies, plus $1.20 for Milwaukee. Flat nine, the total. Joe, I am going up, up, up and away. Over to nine tonight in Philly.
Yeah, it's a little rainy out there, but, you know, it's still balmy out, so I'm with you with the over. I can't bet the Brewers either. We need the Reds to overtake them in terms of that division. They're playing sloppy. So let's go Philadelphia at home minus the 140 and over the nine.
The Padres are in Toronto again against the Jays. They beat Alec Manoah last night. Tonight they will try to beat Jose Berrios. Yu Darvish will go for the Pods. Jays minus 120, even money for San Diego. Flat nine the total.
I hate to say it, I was looking for Toronto to break out after the All-Star break. They got kicked in the teeth last night. I think the play tonight is San Diego again, but the over. I mean, they're minus 105. Let's go Padres, and let's go over the nine. Could Vlad do something, by the way, or did he hit himself out in the home run derby?
No, he's not going to do anything. For some reason, I think he's got one homer at home this year at Rogers Center. I think he's got one home
Terrible.
Run. At home.
Terrible.
It's not what you want, Joe, that's for sure. Gutless is also another way to say it. That's for sure as well. The White Sox are at Citi Field again against the Mets. Justin Verlander goes for New York. Tuki Toussaint goes for the White Sox. Right now, the Mets, Joe, of course, favorites at home. Oh, how about this? Heavy lumber. Minus 225 for the Mets tonight, plus 185 for the Sox, flat nine the total.
I told you last night it was plus 176 for the Chicago. It's now up to 180. I'm taking a shot against Verlander. They were close to pulling it out last night. Maybe that momentum continues. I'm not sold on the New York Mets. Believe it or not, Chicago is one of my better plays tonight.
Chicago is one of your better plays tonight. Yep. You are going all in on that.
Yes.
I like to hear it. The Yankees look to avoid the sweep in Anaheim against the Angels. Carlos Rodon makes his third start since missing basically the entire first half. Chase Silself will start for the Angels. Of course, he is more like a bullpen long man type of guy, Joe. Usually a opener for them. He hasn't pitched in a while either, coming back for them. So the Angels tonight at home, plus $1.15. Yankees minus 140, 8.5. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't care about what the pitching matchup is. I don't even. You can't lay minus 140 with the Yankees right now. You just can't. Not with the way they're playing. Can't do it.
No, I would take the home dog in this game. But the problem is I'm staring at the number eight. You're telling me what a middle reliever starting today? The Yankees, I mean, they are pathetic. If this total goes under the eight, I'm telling you right now, the Boone better hear it. I'm not touching the total, but I might take a shot on the home dog tonight.
This is the type of guy that will mow them down for two innings, and then the rest of the bullpen will mow them down also. Under 8.5 for the Yankees and the Angels tonight. That's my call, Joe. Right. I think that that game goes under the number. We do welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us. The Giants in Cincinnati still against the Reds. Ross Stripling and Graham Ashcraft, your starters. Man, it would be nice for Cincinnati to get a win. This is a pick 'em right now, Joe. Minus 110 each way. And a fat 10.5 to the over. I'm going over again. Over 10.5, minus 105.
I would go over the 10.5, but I'm going to say a no play because we really need Cincinnati. But my heart tells me San Francisco tonight. They are the hotter team, but I'll root it for you.
The Island of Misfit Toys for Joe. Arizona and Atlanta, we're going to try to match the 29 spot that they put up last night. Ryan Nelson and Charlie the Fisherman Morton are the starters. Minus 225 for the Braves, plus 180 for Arizona. Flat 10 the total. Do they go over it again, Joe?
I think they go over the 10, but I tell you what, this could be another game where Arizona gets the victory. Last night, money comes in on Atlanta. People looking to double down. I say let's take Arizona plus the 180 tonight in the over.
Take Arizona. I will not be taking Arizona. You could maybe talk me into the over, but I am not going to be taking Arizona. Washington is at Wrigley against the Cubbies. Trevor Williams and Kyle Hendricks, the pitching matchup. Minus 165 for the Cubs, plus $1.40 for the Nats. 9.5. I got this over last night, Joe. I'm going over again in Chicago.
Well, I hope you get it, but I would lay the run and a half with the who's favorite? Nationals, right? I would lay it.
No, the Cubs. Cubs are the favorite.
I can't see the graphic. Lay it with the Cubs then. The favorite. I'm not touching that game.
Blind lay it with the Cubs plus $1.15 on the run and a half. A blind lay with the Cubs. All right, there are two other games, Joe. We'll discuss them later on because next, a very highly anticipated weekly segment here. The PGA Tour picks for this week with Cam Stewart.
Hot.
A major this week, the Open Championship. The Prime Minister in the house right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Every week here on C2C, every Wednesday, we get you ready for this week's PGA Tour event with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, Game Time Decisions, which is, of course, on at 6 p.m. East here on Sports Grid. Cam, it's good to see you, buddy. I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit better. I'll say this. I guess you could say we got cooled off a little bit last week. We had a run of 3 weeks in a row with the outright winner on our segment, but second place last week with Bobby Mack that you had out, and I, of course, tailed you on. So just unfortunate there. But we look to stay hot with our last major of the year, Cam. I'm very excited.
I am excited, too. Yeah, luckily I got a cash out because he was up, and I saw Rory making that move, and 4,000 would have been nice, Carver. I could have flown into New York and saw Lou Mayone's doctor instead of Dr. Nick Riviera that they gave me at my hospital with the Prime Minister. But anyway, that's a story for another day. If I'm the Prime Minister, Carver, you're the king. We're heading to England this week. Royal Liverpool. You will never walk alone, the Liverpool Football Club said. And this week, let's have a winner, buddy. I'm feeling really good about this tournament. I don't know. I had a dream about a couple guys, Carver. Like, and we have a couple of the same guys. Not all, but you know, we're reading each other's mail a little bit, which I like.
Well, look, you know how it goes for both of us. I mean, we put these lists together, and even still, I feel like as Wednesday goes on, and I almost put the head on the pillow. I'm like last minute adding like another guy or two guys or three guys. Like there's always guys that I feel good about. The favorites are, of course, Rory, Scheffler, and Rahm. Now, some houses, Cam, I've even seen Scheffler be the favorite in a bunch of places at this point. But we obviously know that that's going to be the chalk. Cameron Smith, Brooks. Vic has actually slipped. I'm going to tell you since he's made my card what I got Victor at. But we do have some guys that have slipped. You know what? I'll just roll right this into my picks, Cam, because I'm going to say this. And this is not, you know, a play where I'm using my head or I'm using charts and graphs or I'm using anything at all. I have an emotional attachment to betting Rory McIlroy at the British Open or the Open Championship, whatever
That's
they call it
me.
Now. I want to see him win another Open Championship. He came so close last year. I don't know if winning last week hurts or helps him. It can only help. I guess it's obviously extremely hard to win a golf tournament 2 weeks in a row. I mean, we saw Tony Finau do it last year, so it's not impossible. But 8-1 for Rory McIlroy, he is on my card. I'm going back with Cameron Smith because it slipped down to 22-1. I think that that's too good of a number. I'm taking a shot with Xander. At some point, Cam, I know he is. I know. And he fell apart on us at the U.S. Open as well. But I just... 25-1 for Xander is too good. Victor slipping to 25-1. I want to be there. Colin Morikawa, Cam. I know he's on your board as well.
Yes.
This is a great price for Morikawa. He won this event 2 years ago. He plays well on links courses. I'm in. The Irish Bear will always be on my Open Championship card at 45-1 this week. And Minwoo Lee at 80-1. I mean, it was 60 3 days ago. Yep. It's dropped to 80-1. I'm in now on Minwoo Lee, Cam. I love him on these courses.
You know what, Carver? I love your picks, and I'm going to tell you this. So we had the Golf Digest guy on yesterday, and Gabe, they both love Victor Hovland. I get a text from my girlfriend today. She's in the hotel. She's like, I want bets this week. I've created a monster. We usually bet tennis together. She's all in on the golf. I go, just give me four guys. I'm not betting 20 guys like me. I got enough problems with my account. No more deposits. She gave me Hovland, Morikawa, Koepka. And she goes, I hate Bryson DeChambeau, so give me your boy, Minwoo Lee. So we're like my girlfriend's on our page today. I told you if we win, honey, we're going to have Fred Flintstone stakes that are going to roll the car over. They're going to be so damn big. I love your picks. And I tell you, I had a dream about Colin Morikawa winning the British Open. Remember, Carver, his first time he played links, he won. He has a game suited for this type of competition.
And he's on your board, Cam. There it is. Yep. There's Morikawa. He's one of your guys along with Brooks, etc. Just run through, if we can, guys. Throw Cam's back up there for a moment. Let's just run through Cam's outright picks here for the Open Championship.
Yeah, this one's with me and Lisa. She likes Koepka. I like this guy. If people know, he's actually a really good links player. Tyrrell Hatton, Carver, he could have won last week. He should have been there with McIntyre and Rory. His putting really let him down. Morikawa, I feel it. Dustin Johnson, he'll either be there or he'll miss the cut. One of those type of players. Minwoo Lee at 66. Carver got a great number. Ryan, what's in the foxhole at 90? My little Irish friend, Padraig Harrington, 125. And Ben On, there was something that I saw last week. I'm going to ride him at a price of 125. Little sprinkles on Fox, Harrington, and Ben On.
Everybody thinks of Brooks Koepka, Cam, as obviously U.S. Open and PGA Championship because that's where he's won his five majors. But top 10s in four of his last six Open Championships. He plays well here. He's at the top of my top 10s, 20s, 40s board. Plus 210 for Brooks in the top 10 this week. Tommy Fleetwood never wins, but he's usually in the top 10 in this tournament. So plus 230 for Tommy. Bryson DeChambeau, top 20. He has played well the last two majors. Plus 220 there. Bobby Mack, I'm going back, Cam. Plus 230 for a top 20 for Bobby Mack. Patrick Reed is always on my card at majors. Top 20 for plus 260. Patty Harrington, I'm there. Top 40, plus 140. And Kurt Kitayama let me down a little last week. He's good on the links courses as well. Hurt me on Saturday and fell out of it, but I'm going to go T40 with Kitayama at plus 240, Cam.
I love it. Harrington's playing great. Kitayama, I think, is actually going to show up as well. Bobby Mack can win. Like, he was there. He was leading Rory. And let's remember one thing. When conditions got tough in Scotland, the two best players were Hatton and McIntyre, a Brit and a Scot. That bodes well for the Irish players, the Irish Bear, Rory McIlroy, and all these guys. But I will say this about some of the American players. Scottie Scheffler went to Texas. He has no problem with any type of condition and win. And people don't know, Carver, you're so right about Brooks Koepka. He started his career in Europe. He's not afraid of these conditions. He could overpower these courses. So I wouldn't be shocked if he won. Love your picks.
All right, give me your top five. Go with the 5, 10s, and 20s first, and then I got another board for you for the 30s and 40s. Run through them, Cam.
And your first-round leaders, Carver. We got to build the bankroll.
Scottie
Scheffler,
top
five. This guy's unbelievable. Do you know he's 18 tournaments? His worst is 12th. I got to take him. Even money for a top 10. Morikawa, if I like him to win, you're damn right I like him at a top 10 at almost 3-1. Hovland, riding your wave, buddy. Top 20 plus 105. Kepka plus 105. I'm betting these guys top 10 as well. Hatton, he's angry. I like him, plus 115. And DJ, who knows? He's either going to be really happy, getting pissed, sucking back the liquors from the claret jug, or he's going to be sleeping with Paulina. It's a win-win either way for DJ.
Seven straight tournaments, top five or better for Scotty Scheffler. He hasn't finished worse than 12th since last fall. Top 30s and 40s for Cam. I like a lot of these guys also.
Yeah, Rose, top 30, getting no respect, plays well. Ryan Fox, this guy's in it every week. Minwoo Lee, love him, plus 140, you nuts. DeChambeau, Carver, I love your price at a 20. I might as well add him for a 30, plus 150. Ben On, coming in with good form, plus 115. Adam Scott, loves this tournament. Twice here, top 10s. And Harrington, old man Harrington, plus 140 for a top 40. You bet we can.
And now the first round leader bombs for tomorrow. Get the coffee out, Cam. It's about 1:30 a.m. on the East Coast when this thing is going to start. Cameron Forever Young. He was the first round leader last year at St. Andrews, 55-1. Maybe he could do it back-to-back years. Minwoo Lee at 60-1. Adam Scott at 60-1. Corey Connors at 65-1. Brian Harman, a Thursday Warrior at 80-1. Siwoo Kim at 80-1. Rasmus Højgaard at 110-1. Matthew Jordan, who is a member of Royal Liverpool and got into the tournament at 110-1 for first round leader. He's the first guy out of the door. And how about this guy, Cam, for the big bomb on the first round leader? Marcel Siem, remember him with the bun on the top of his head last year?
Yeah,
170-1 for Marcel Siem, the German, to get it done at Royal Liverpool. Cam, we're probably going to add a lot more stuff between now and 1:30 a.m. on the East Coast,
buddy.
But let's have another huge, huge week on the tour this week across the pond. Good luck to you, my man. Let's cash one of these together.
Buddy.
You know what? What's best for both of us? It sounds like Morikawa would be the ultimate home run for me and Cam.
If he wins, we party.
Let's get Morikawa in the house this week. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. BetMGM has you set up with their Swing for the Fences promotion. What do you got to do? Log in your BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android. Play the BetMGM MLB free-to-play game from May 27th through September the 7th. Be a batter and pick an area of the strike zone. Depending on the area of the strike zone you pick, you will get a single, double, triple, home run, or a pop out and receive the prize associated with that type of hit. You can play once per day. Prizing must be used on Major League Baseball and expires in 24 hours. BetMGM's Swing for the Fences. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. As we do every day, we bring in our man Davis Maddock. You see him Saturday mornings on Fantasy Sports Today here on the grid, and of course, every day on C2C. Hi, Davis. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Good to see you, buddy. Let's start with this. We have games going on this afternoon. We've got a bunch of games tonight we'll get your picks for. But me and Joe were talking about this earlier. The amount of runs scored in baseball last night. Obviously, if you're an over player, what a day it was for you. But it's not just, Davis, that the games went over. It's how far the games went over. I mean, a night with, I think it was five games with 20-plus runs being scored in them. You had a 16-13 game, 3-11-10 games, a 17-3 game. Unfortunately, Davis, it makes guys like me go, Rob decided to throw the juice balls back in. What about you?
You know, whatever is going on with the balls, we're definitely not going to know until after the season. That's the way Major League Baseball does it. God forbid they let us know before. And I mean, no one even talks about this, dude. But the Major League Baseball was giving the Yankees special balls for Aaron Judge to chase the home run record. No one wants to talk about it, right? I remember because it was so specific. The Athletic article called it the Goldilocks ball, where it just was perfect for hitting home runs, but pitchers weren't really noticing the difference. So trust me, don't put it. I would not put anything past baseball. I mean, honestly, if anything, like, part of it's the weather. You know, we have this crazy heat all across the United States. Baseballs fly out of the stadium when it's 100 degrees and stuff. But definitely would not put it past them. And how about there being a 21-run game with the Tigers and the Royals, but the Astros and the Rockies went under 7? I mean, you don't. Yeah, I did not have that one on my bingo card.
There wasn't a lot of unders last night, but amazingly, the game at Coors Field was one of the games that went under. That Detroit Royal game was wild as well. I know that probably wasn't the most looked at game out of all those high scoring games, but man, the Tigers really had a chance to take that lead and come all the way back in the ninth inning, and the Royals were able to get out of it. The other thing I've noticed too since the All-Star break has come back on Friday is there's been a lot of sweeps. Have you noticed this too? There was a ton of sweeps over the weekend. A bunch of teams going for sweeps today. I mean, that's also a little bit of an oddity, but kind of strange, right, Davis? All the sweeps that have been involved so far.
I mean, look, it's a long season, 162 games. It's a more condensed season than usual. I mean, for example, every team in the American League East has a winning record. All teams but one in the American League Central has a losing record. You got to feel that probably some of these guys left for the All-Star break, you know, went to Panama with their wives, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. And some of them were probably like, you know what, this team ain't it this year, right? Where it's just like, all right, I'm going to do what I need to do. I got, you know, figure out my contract situation. But I'm not, there's no reason to be all in for this team. Like, I don't know. Imagine being a team on Scotty's Pittsburgh Pirates or the St. Louis Cardinals or the Rockies. You know, one of these, you're like, what, literally, what is the point? And I know I've said this before to professional athletes, and they're like, no, you just don't get it, right? That's not the way professional athletes feel. But I don't, come on, man. If you are if you're the fourth outfielder on the Pittsburgh Pirates, how do you even care about your job every single day? I really don't get it.
When you put it that way, it is kind of easy to look at it like that. Like, come on, I got to go through another, what, 2.5 months here? I mean, I got to get myself to October 1st as fast as I possibly can when you're on one of those teams. Are we starting to get a little worried about the Reds? Now, the one thing that, as fun as that Red run was before the All-Star break, and everybody kind of hopped on the bandwagon, which is cool, I'm into it. They score a lot of runs. They got young guys that we're all going to root for. I think the underlying thing that's kind of shown up here, at least through the first six games of the second half, is, I mean, their pitching sucks, Davis. Like, let's just honestly, like, just say awful. It like it is. I mean, they not only could score a ton of runs, but they give up a ton of runs. And if they are serious about maybe winning the NL Central, which now, of course, they're behind after they're losing all these games to the Brewers, they got to find some kind of arms, even if it's stiffs like you and Scotty have talked about on St. Louis or the White Sox guys like Giolito. They got to find somebody that can actually pitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they're serious, if they're looking at this division and saying this is totally winnable, we get a bunch of easy games, you know, we get a bunch of easy games against the Pirates, we get a bunch of easy games against the Cardinals, the bottom of the National League, not really that good. This is totally gettable for us. They got to get Ashcraft, Weaver, and honestly, probably even Brandon Williamson out of the rotation, like, immediately. Even two of those guys. I mean, Ashcraft this season has started 17 games. He's thrown 82 innings. He's allowed 100 hits. He's allowed 13 home runs. He has walked half as many guys as he struck out. I mean, this guy is the most fifth starter on a 65-win team you have ever seen. This guy should be pitching for the Colorado Rockies, not a Cincinnati Reds team that actually has the ability to win the division. So whether it be Jack Flaherty, whether it be Giolito, I mean, and there are even guys on the White Sox who aren't even that good, right? Who you would actually take. I mean, give me Lance Lynn, right? Lance Lynn has a 6 ERA. He stinks. But it pretty much all came in two starts. I think he gave up 11 earned runs in one start. Like, Lance Lynn, give me Lance Lynn over any of these dudes right now.
You could actually make the case that if you took, and it, you know, we don't do this, we play the whole season. If you took the first 6 weeks of the season out, Lynn's numbers would actually be okay.
They'd be fine.
From like the middle of May on or from Memorial Day on, Lynn actually hasn't pitched that bad for the White Sox, but he got his doors blown off so badly the first 6 weeks of the season that his numbers now, they're finished for the year. Doesn't matter how good he pitches, he's going to have bad numbers at the end of the year because the first 6 weeks were so awful. All right, let's get to tonight on the Lion's Share with Davis Maddock, and we will start in Seattle, where the Twins and the Mariners have split the first two games of a four-game series. Davis, what do we like tonight?
I mean, so starting tonight, I am going with the Twins, which is weird because normally I'm shorting the Twins, but it just felt like such a good spot for them. So this spot here, I just don't think the Mariners can hit, man. I just really do not think the Mariners can hit. They sat Julio Rodriguez last night coming out of the All-Star break, like I guess just to get his head right or something, you know, but he hasn't really hit. And Maeda has been mostly bad this season, but he's sort of one of those guys who, when he comes back from injury, I think I want to buy a little bit low on Kenta Maeda. So really, like, Scotty will always do this when he doesn't like the side I'm on. He's like, this is the dumbest thing. What are you doing? I'm like, well, I kind of just like the price. I think this is probably more like a minus 110 both sides type game. So I'm going to take the plus 125 on Kenta Maeda.
The Mets last night at home built a big lead against the White Sox, but they had to hold on in the ninth inning for an 11-10 win. Going back to the Mets tonight, are you, Davis?
Yeah, this is probably going to be a common theme for me here when we're doing the lion's share over the back half of the season. These Scherzer and these Verlander starts, these are the starts the Mets absolutely have to win. I think that Verlander, I mean, actually, we really, it's really shouldn't even be that surprising. It's why the Mets are minus 225 favorites. The Verlander is showing real signs of life. Scherzer is striking some guys out again, but it's really Verlander that I'm honing in on because he doesn't even need that crazy velocity to get guys out. And, oh, I mean, you want to talk about a team that has given up, a team that went into the All-Star break and took a long, hard look at themselves in the mirror and decided it just wasn't worth fighting in the second half of the season. The Chicago White Sox, they got nothing in the tank.
No, they do not. Reds and Giants, we mentioned they've been scoring a lot of runs, but you like under the rainbow tonight in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's way too much. 10.5 runs. This is not a Coors Field game. The San Francisco Giants, like, Barry Bonds is not in this lineup. The Giants lineup actually is just, like, not good. I know they've been scoring some runs, but you said this and it stuck with me. They really are the island of misfit toys. And Stripling has a 6 ERA, but he's way better than that. Like, Ross Stripling is, like, a 4.2 ERA pitcher. And, all like, Ellie De La Cruz and Tyler Stevenson have not gotten a hit. Like, I don't know, it feels like a month. And obviously I think they'll both be fine, but they're just a team in a bad rut right now.
They moved Ellie to the top of the order, hoping to get him jump-started. I played him for a homer last night, and we did not get anything there. And finally, quickly, the Yankees and the Angels. Yankees, I guess, catch a break. They moved Ohtani back to Friday to start against the Pirates. But still, I'm with you. I like this under.
Yeah, I like this under. Rodon, I mean, he hasn't been that good thus far. Kind of a trend here, just betting on some of these older or injured starting pitchers going back in their way. And, I mean, look, the Angels really can't hit. And, I mean, the Yankees can't really hit either. But, I mean, we're talking about a team that is, like, Trout's not in the lineup. Like, some of these guys, you would not recognize Chad Wallach walking down the street, man. You really wouldn't.
That is a getaway day 3-1 final if I've ever seen one. The Lion's Share, Davis Maddock. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe, before we move on to some other things, we did have two other baseball games that we didn't get to. Me and Davis were just talking about a bunch of them. Detroit and Kansas City, they played one of the wild 11-10 games last night. Eduardo Rodriguez and Ryan Yarbrough, the pitching matchup here. Tigers minus 150, Royals plus a buck 25, 8.5 the total.
Going over, but I'm laying the 1.5 with Detroit. What are they, 4 games out or 5 games out now for the division? That we said last night, 26-25 yes. to 1 in that area. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to take a shot. 25-1. They don't have to win the World Series. I mean, win the division. They're 5 games out. Don't roll your
eyes.
Anything's
possible in that division. I know that. Anything's possible in that division. I wouldn't put anything past anything. And finally, the Twins, who the Tigers are chasing with that 5 games out, are in Seattle again against the Mariners. Kenta Maeda and Luis Castillo, the pitching matchup there. Minus 150 for Seattle, plus a buck 25 for Minnesota. 7.5 is the total. Davis was just telling us he's on the Twins tonight.
I'll take Davis's advice with the Twins, but last night the number was 7, 7.5, and they blew right through it, didn't they? In terms of that,
they did.
So 7. I hate the back-to-back sevens, though, but I would lean to the over. I'm telling you what I'm doing. My best bet tonight from a side is the White Sox, and every total that went over last night, I'm going with the trend. This game went over. I'm going over tonight.
Well, this game has had 7 and 7.5 the last two nights, and it's gone over both nights. So I'm interested to see, Joe, tonight if that continues, because we usually do see some unders up there in the Pacific Northwest. All right, there is your baseball for tonight. I know that you always love me and Cam giving the picks earlier with the golf. The Open Championship starts really here on the East Coast later tonight. 1:30 a.m. Time on the East is where they'll hit the first ball at Royal Liverpool. All right, Joe, I always give you a chance here, so you've got a couple of minutes to try to figure out somebody besides Billy Horschel. Don't just come up to the table with Billy Horschel at 350-1. I'm hoping that you have somebody else lined up, too. Maybe if you hear some of these guys, that will entice you. It's kind of the Rory McIlroy show this week. He's had all the attention, but there are other guys there, including Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one golfer. He has not won a major, though, this year, Joe. He set records with the amount of money that he's won. He's won a ton of tournaments. He's finished top 5 in 7 straight tournaments. Hasn't finished worse than 12th since last fall. But if he doesn't win a major this year, Joe, would it be a successful year? Here's Scotty.
A year without winning a major would be pretty similar to the other 25 years of my life, I guess. Now, I think that I like to focus more on the way I approach things and my attitude than I would the actual results. Yes, it's so fun to win majors, but I'm not going to sit at the end of the year and look back on the year and be frustrated or upset because I didn't win a major. I step up on the tee at every tournament hoping to win, and anytime I don't win, I'm usually pretty frustrated. And that's kind of the nature of the game, is at the end of every year, you're usually fairly frustrated because you just can't win that much. I mean, Tiger didn't even win that much. He lost a lot more than he won. It's not like other sports. And as long as I show up with a good attitude and play with a good attitude, that's most of what I try to focus on. And at times I'm really good at that, and at times I struggle with that. But that's what I focus on.
That's what he focuses on, Joe. You got to have a good, positive attitude, Joe.
Yeah.
When you're out.
You know what he is?
Only one guy wins every week. What is he, Joe? I want to hear.
He's like a NASCAR champ, you know? He's a compiler. He's just compiling top 10 finishes.
That's
and he's going to hoist
fair.
A cup at the end. Why it's the
That's
same thing?
Fair.
That's the... Wait
he's
a second.
He's the number one player in the world.
Exactly. But wait a second. When you equate it to NASCAR, you know, they give the year-long series winner the cup. That's the best racer in the season. It's the same thing like Scottie Scheffler. Doesn't have to win the Daytona 500. Doesn't have to win the Masters. Doesn't have to win the Open or the PGA Championship. Just finish in the top 10, baby. Compile. And then at the end of the day, he's the number one golfer. What's wrong with that? Consistency.
That that almost worked out for him last year, and then he choked up that lead to Rory at the FedEx Cup Championship at the last tournament of the year as he let that slip through his fingers. He's been excellent this year. Awesome. He's plus 750 right now. Now, even with Rory on the odds boards, I've seen some houses where Scheffler is now the favorite, Joe. You know how I am. There is your numbers for Scotty up there on the board and where they have moved. In fact, Joe, I think that they even take you a little bit further back there. When it opened, which was last year, he was plus 850. So 8-1 yesterday, plus 750 today. The most money is on Scheffler to win the Open Championship. A guy who has won majors this year is your boy, South Florida's own Brooks Koepka, the winner of the PGA Championship, played great at the Masters and now looking to get it done at the Open Championship, Joe. In fact, for the last six times, he's been in the top 10 at the Open Championship. He feels his game still at its best as he gets ready for Royal Liverpool.
No, I feel like I'm playing just as good. Still feel pretty disciplined, focused. So, game's there. I've been practicing quite a bit, so we'll see how the week goes. And I mean, it's a major, so probably should be up for it.
Yeah, he looks it right. I probably should be up for it, right, Joe?
He looks good. Let me just say this about Koepka. I will just say this. Clean, the outfit, the white hat, the white, obviously, pullover. He's not a billboard sign like Max Homa was a few weeks ago. 17 sponsors on the shoulder, the chest. I mean, that's the way you do it. Do it with class, Koepka. I love it. Sharp.
He's one of your guys. He's like a grinder. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't pick Koepka more often. That should be your guy this week. You should be a Brooks Koepka guy.
I already have my guys. I have my guys.
Oh, I can't. Don't wait to divulge that, Joe. I don't want to hear yet. I'm going to give you a couple minutes before you dive into that. Next, this is one of the guys that both me and Cam are both on. We are both Colin Morikawa fans this week. Yeah. And I thought, Joe, that you would like today on C2C, an old traditional breakdown of what you need to do out on that course to win the Open Championship. Colin won 2 years ago. Here he is.
You have to just learn how to control your golf ball out here, and not just height, but also control spin. And I think going back to last year, I remember Jordan talking about creativity. Creativity is the biggest thing out here, but also knowing how creative you can be. You know, not getting overly stupid with it, but being able to hit your shots, fly to where you want, hit your windows. And I think that's why you see some great players and you see a lot of good players come out of Open Championship wins, is because they have to be able to create different shots. And especially out here, how, you know, 1 through 9 kind of goes out, comes back. You're going to have a prevailing wind, I think, for the first few days off the left coming on that back nine. Being able to control your golf ball, hitting shots, whether it's drawing it up into that or, you know, playing the wind and staying out of those bunkers.
There you go, Joe. That you want to call that nuts and bolts talk of how to get around Royal Liverpool. Yeah. You just got it right there from Colin Morikawa. 35-1. Me and Cam have gone to the window for Morikawa here.
Yeah, that's got it all figured out. Give him the trophy now. He's got charts and graphs. He's got it all figured out. And I noticed something with the highlights, okay? Football, basketball, right? Baseball, you're talking in between. With the golf, you're like fixated, like mesmerized. I'm doing the talking. I'm bash because you can't touch these guys. Whatever they say is golden.
That's
I know
true.
That's your baby. I'm just saying.
Not true.
It is
whatsoever.
Your baby.
In fact, yesterday we played a clip of Matthew Fitzpatrick basically giving up before he even plays on Thursday. Well, my game has never been good here. I have to temper my expectations. I mean, I almost want to go back and turn the ticket in, Joe, after listening to him. So trust me, we were saying stuff while he was talking yesterday.
Gutless.
It's got nothing to do with the golf. And it is gutless. You're right. I can't believe the guy basically has laid down the clubs before he even hits a ball. I was stunned, Joe, stunned to see that from Matthew Fitzpatrick yesterday here. All right, this is the big board. Rory, Scheffler, Rahm, Cameron Smith, who's the defending champion. I'm giving you a shot, Joe, to give us your plays for the Open Championship. What do you have?
All right, so there are a couple of guys that I think have great value, and they're big names. Tony Finau, 50-1. Carver, if I don't go into the Open Championship with a Finau ticket, you got to hit me over the head with a shovel, because, I mean, this will be the tournament that Finau comes to play. All right, maybe he doesn't win. I like him at 50-1, maybe a top 10. But what about JT, too? We talked about it last night. 80-1 for Justin Thomas? 80-1? I mean, come on. I know he hasn't played well, but he's not consistent, but that's great value. So give me Justin Thomas along with Billy Horschel, and then I'll throw one more name in there. Tommy Fleetwood, I think, has life this weekend.
I knew it. I was waiting for it. I needed somebody to get on Tommy Fleetwood this week, and I knew you would not let me down here. I knew that you would be the guy to jump in the pool with Tommy Fleetwood.
No good?
I'll say this. You're the first person all week I've heard pick Finau, so that's got something for it right there. You're the only person on Finau this week. The JT number I've actually seen get to 90 at a couple places. 90-1 for Justin Thomas.
Could I put that with an SEC win total, or could I put it with a conference champion?
I guess that depends on where you go and where you want to do your shopping, Joe, but I'm sure that you could possibly do that. Conference champion, definitely. I know you like to do that. You put it with the golf, which is something fun. But even at 90, as bad as he's played, that's a Happy Meal bet. I mean, if you're looking to splash a little extra on the Open Championship this week, getting a two-time major winner at 90-1 is definitely something.
It really is disrespectful. I mean, they're throwing salt in the wound there. He hasn't played well. I mean, but he was basically 25-30-1 every weekend, and every time a tournament came up, including a major. Now you're pricing the guy 80, 85, 90-1. It's ridiculous. Disrespect.
It is ridiculous. It's disrespectful. And Cam was right about Billy Horschel. He's got absolutely no chance of winning this week.
Oh, but he's so good. He's just so good, Carver. He's so good.
Not this year. Not this year. He's so good.
He went completely off the rails. Whatever he's doing, he needs to change it. I suggest burning every outfit he's worn from the start of the golf season till now. Just put it in a garbage can and set it on fire. Buy some new threads.
That would probably be the way to go. All right, so there you go. The Open Championship. I can't wait. I'll probably even, Joe, stay up after we do Carver and Lisi tonight and just wait for the first group to go off at the tee at 1:30, and then I'll go to bed, and then I'll get up and throw it back on. I got news for little Willie tomorrow morning. He's going to be watching a lot of golf at the house, so I hope little Willie understands. He ain't watching the cartoons tomorrow morning. We've got the Open Championship with an early start out at Royal Liverpool. 4-0 Astros, bottom of the sixth. The Rockies have 2 on and 2 out, Joe. You need the Rockies to do something for you. In the bottom of the sixth here, Oakland now leads the Red Sox 6-2. That is in the top of the fifth out at the Ashtray in Oakland. And the Rangers did beat the Rays 5-1. So a good, really good hot coming out of the All-Star break for Texas. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver High, and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is time for this day in Carver High history. 1973, Joe, Willie Mays ties Stan Musial when he is named to the All-Star game for the 24th time. 1980, the Summer Olympics open in Moscow. 66 nations sat it out, including the United States, boycotting the games because of the Soviet-Afghan War. 81, Bill Rogers wins his only major, 4 strokes over Bernard Langer at the British. Never beat Bernie. We love Bernie Langer. 86, Tim Witherspoon knocks out Frank Bruno in the 11th round for the heavyweight championship of the world. 1987, Nick Faldo wins his first major title, British Open over Ainsinger, thank God, and Roger Davis. 87, Mattingly sets the AL record for getting an extra base hit in 10 consecutive games. Legend. 89, Cleveland Indians Joe Carter has his fourth three-homer game of his career. 90, Pete Rose sentenced to 5 months in jail for tax evasion. 91, Ripken plays his 1,500th consecutive game. Also in 91, Mike Tyson allegedly rapes Miss Black America contestant Desiree Washington. That did not end well for Mike. 92, Nick Faldo wins his third British Open, one shot over John Cook. 96, the Summer Olympics start in Atlanta. 98, Mark O'Meara wins his second major of the year, British Open, two strokes after a four-hole playoff with Brian Watts. How about this?
Two putts for the championship. Yeah, oh, well done.
Mark O'Meara right there. He also won the Masters that year. And in 2009, Stuart Sink won his only major. He won the British by six strokes in a four-hole playoff. That's when it was aggregate over Tom Watson. And then Sink proceeded to not be sober for about 4 months straight after that win, drinking out of the claret jug on a daily basis. What a party Sink had after he won.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.